The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Department is actively pursuing justice in this case. We have an open criminal investigation.
Eric Holder, the Attorney General, on what happened with James Foley pursuing justice. What is justice when a man's head is cut off, his life is ended, his family's in shock over a sadistic, terroristic act? You tell me what justice is. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And so it goes. This is the road we're hoeing at the top of this hour. Coming up, one of the guys that I respect so much out of Washington, Ivan Eland. He joins us usually a couple times a month. Will join us coming up next to talk about Iraq and what mistakes were made to begin with, which now has led to the scenarios that we're seeing. And at what point do we have to say enough is enough? We got to figure out a way to deal with ISIS, and we can't turn our back on this situation, which, by the way, if you're paying attention, and this won't be surprising, I don't think, to this crew, you're all pretty smart. Do you think any of the people from this group that swear allegiance to them, the Islamic State, do you think that they're assimilating in the United States? Of course. But I don't think that is something that's breaking news. You would think it was, because I was driving down the road today and I heard it as though it was such a novel idea. You mean terrorists are really disguising themselves and assimilating as Americans? Of course. And the worst part is we have 100 Americans who want to and have left the country, or we're trying to track them down because we think that they want to be part of this Islamic State. And that is so sad. That's a heartbreaker in itself. Thank you, America, for everything you've done. I guess I didn't make the millions on one of the reality shows, and now I am disheartened, disillusioned, and I am leaving to go and learn how I can kill people instead, because they're all infidels anyway. I mean, just crazy nonsense is really flying around. But you have to pay attention because, listen, even I know the theory, even if you cut off the head of the snake, there's still the body that will grow back. And there's others. We're not naive to think there aren't others that would wish us harm. Of course there's others that would wish us harm. But we got to get a handle on it. That's the thing. I want the best intelligence people on the case. We don't need to chase the good people away from the CIA or any other branch of government where they're directly involved in tracing, tracking, and finding the guys who would do these barbaric things and not even blink an eye, like what they did with James Foley, who was a mere freelance journalist trying to document what was happening in Syria and what was happening ultimately too in Iraq. So he's kidnapped, and who knows what happened during that time period in 2012, right before Thanksgiving. And to what end that he ends up in an orange jumpsuit and has his head cut off where people can see one of the most grisly, barbaric acts one can imagine. So finally, Chuck Hagel, the defense secretary, decided he would throw in his two, because he is the top guy, after all, in the cabinet when it comes to defense. So he says, listen, even with the military wherewithal of the Islamic State and their wealth and everything else, what kind of a threat is this to the United States? Well, he says they might surpass that threat that was posed by Al-Qaeda. That's yesterday's news, because we've been talking about this forever on America Tonight. Coming up next week, a chat with Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert. There is also no one better who's outside of the hands of the government so he can speak freely to tell us really what's what. And he travels around the world and even has testified in front of the guys in Congress about serious threats and things that were ignored and not nipped when they could have been. So Hagel says there are an imminent threat to every interest we have, ISIS is, whether it's Iraq or elsewhere. And he says, you know, the Islamic State gained strength during Syria's civil war, no kidding, and then swept into northern Iraq early in the summer. And then that's when it all really exploded, because you had obviously a lot of crazy things that were shown on video. And then this latest thing with Foley, with James Foley, the beheading of the journalist. So, you know, how much of a hardline group are they? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to say 10. Do we really need to measure that? We know they're scary. They are scary bad dudes. They are people you do not want to be your neighbors. If they're assimilating, I hope anyone listening to my voice doesn't unknowingly come within inches of them. You know, they're married to the ideology. And they've got military capability. They have money. That's the thing. Follow the money, follow the money. Remember the whole Osama bin Laden thing? It was about following the money, right? So obviously here it's the same thing. When the money flows in, then you can get the weapons, and that means they're going to turn the weapons around. So what do we do to combat it? Drones, targeted airstrikes, take out as many as possible. And so far, we are not talking about serious boots on the ground. We are not doing that. Other than trying to protect American diplomats and any other people that might be under direct threat. Because remember, the war wrapped up in 2011 there. So even with this Foley thing, will the president deepen that military involvement in Iraq or even Syria? I mean, we pretty much said forget it with the whole Syria thing, other than, okay, we're cutting a deal with you and you're going to get rid of your chemical weapons, and then you're going to tell us you got rid of your chemical weapons and show us the evidence. And that's when we started to deal with Assad. But to get deep into another quicksand in the Middle East conflict, I don't think so. They're not ruling out escalating military action against the Islamic State. But I'll tell you this, if that happens, then the Saudis better be on board, because they have a lot at stake here and they are quiet. Laying around in the background and putting in secret money is just not enough because of how they can slip in and out. The Saudis have to be involved in this. They have to be. And not just the Saudis, by the way, the Brits, because a lot of the recruiting is happening in England. But I don't think that's a problem. They're concerned. But the Saudis, I would like to see their involvement ramped up. That would help this situation when you have radicalized fighters. It would help in a very big way. And you got safe havens. You got safe havens that these ISIS guys are fleeing to. And if you get rid of those safe havens and they're more out in the open, it's easier to get to them. All right, we're going to continue down this road with Ivan Elin from Washington in just a second. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Obviously, in the situation with the Islamic State and what's happened with the freelance journalist Foley and whatnot, I mean, it's just unbelievable how this has exploded. Ivan Eland is in our virtual green room. He's senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. Hi, Ivan.
Hi, Kate. How's it going?
Good. You know, you and I have talked a lot, obviously, about the Middle East and especially Iraq, and you look at now what's going on and with the beheading of James Foley and the reaction to that and the crisis that they're going through. The president the other day condemning what happened and saying we can't do this alone. And you think of our commitment before to Iraq and now looking ahead as to what could happen and talking about more boots on the ground, which is what they're saying out of the Pentagon. Is this, number one, I'm asking this sort of outside of the piece we're going to discuss, but can the American people weather this? I mean, will they, because of now the barbaric things they're seeing, will they be on board if we send more people into Iraq?
Well, I kind of doubt it. You know, we've been through three wars, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya, and I think people are just tired of it. And in particular, I think the long wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have been the worst. That's the problem. When you do things like that, then something comes up that seems like it might be more important. You don't have the will to do it. Now, in this case, I think we have to temper that a bit because this group is horrible. There's no doubt about that. They're heinous, and they chopping people's heads off is a gruesome way to get a message across. And their message was it was in retaliation for the U.S. strikes. You notice they didn't do that before because, of course, what they're really into is kidnapping people for money. Well, if you kill the hostage, you don't get any money. So they sacrificed actually a kidnap, booty there to get some, to make a political statement because they would have gotten cash for this guy and probably a lot of cash because he's a, prominent photojournalist. But what they were trying to make a point, and that is that, the U.S. is now taking direct military action against ISIS. And this is in retaliation for that. Now, and if we go back even further, how did this group get so, powerful? And how did the group originate? Well, of course, the group originated in George Bush's invasion of Iraq, which created al-Qaeda in Iraq, which then morphed into this group. So, we sort of the propensity is to intervene. Here we are back again with at least some troops on the ground and airstrikes. But what are we going to create another group that's even worse than this by doing that because people don't like the country bombed or whatever? I mean, this group is not that much of a threat to the U.S. There may be some people coming back from these conflicts in Syria and Iraq, Americans, but the number is probably pretty low, and we should probably try to concentrate on not creating more terrorists. And if there are some people coming back, interdict them before they get back and do something here.
Yeah. You talk about this in your piece, too, and a lot of people are looking at the president and withdrawing troops, and is this his fault, and laying it on him, a lot of different people. And you saw that Hillary Clinton got wrapped up into that with Syria. What's your take on the president taking the blame?
Well, I think he's partly to blame, but I think George Bush started all this going. And I think, we have to – Americans don't pay much attention to history, and unfortunately. And I think we need to go back to, in this instance, back to 2003 when Bush took the unbelievably ill-advised course of invading Iraq without really knowing much about the culture and knowing much about how to – operate the country or whether the country was even viable. It's an artificial country. And I wrote a book in 2009 called Partitioning for Peace, an Exit Strategy for the U.S., in which I said that Iraq is going to be partitioned one way or another. Either the U.S. does it by negotiated settlement before it withdrew, the bulk of its troops, or by war. And unfortunately, we're now at that second unfortunate scenario. And it's past the time where you can divide it peacefully, I think. But and we have, of course, in one of the three areas of Iraq, we have a group that has a really heinous ideology now. So I think we have to go back, probably blame George Bush. But I think, this idea that Obama is to blame for not leaving troops in Iraq longer, the number of troops they were talking about was fairly small, and they'd probably be endangered rather than help. So I'm not sure we can blame Obama, since the American people wanted to get out of Iraq because they gave it a long time, from 2003 to 2011. That's 8 years. and the country wasn't tamed. And, of course, Afghanistan has even been longer than that. These countries, you can't impose cultural change on countries, even with military force. We should have learned that in the Reconstruction after the U.S. Civil War. We could do it for a while with troops, but after that, things go back to the way they normally are.
Yeah, so, and what you're saying is that whole ideology of, hey, if we go in, if we take military action, we're going to make it better because that, you know, we're taking them under our wing. We're going to offer up democracy. And we've seen, especially in the Middle East, how that's just imploded, right?
Well, that view is kind of self-serving for us because we like to think we're a positive, a force for positive change. And certainly the United States can be a force for positive change in the world, but I'm not sure it has recently. Look, it's when it decided to invade and occupy Afghanistan, it destabilized both Pakistan and Afghanistan. When it went into Iraq, it not only destabilized Iraq, but the certainly the surrounding areas. Part of the Syrian problem is all the Iraqi guys from Al Qaeda in Iraq went to Syria and came back as ISIS, came back into Iraq. In Libya, we now have a tribal civil war. They've destabilized Mali, and there's a terrorist base in southern Libya with all of Gaddafi's weapons were let loose. So, you know, it goes on and on. I would argue in Yemen and Somalia, we've probably made things worse as well for the long term. So, the thing is, I think we have to look at the track record, and I know that the inclination is to intervene again, but it seems like U.S. Intervention, that is non-Muslim intervention on Muslim soil, leads to more radicalized groups. And, you know, Israel and in the West Bank and Gaza is the same problem, non-Muslim forces occupying Muslim land, and that tends to incite even moderate Muslims, but certainly even the more radical Muslims of Al Qaeda and ISIS.
Yeah, and it's interesting, and you talk about this, the fact that some people don't realize that the leader of the Islamic State group and a couple of the other guys that are on the council, his military group, whatever, they were fighters. They were radicalized during their detention in U.S. camps during the occupation, right?
Right, exactly. So that's, you know, that's another factor in there as well.
Yeah, that adds to it. I think the fact that obviously they were caught up in our camps, and who knows what was happening during that time, but one can only imagine, and then look what emerges. Just one last one, Ivan. Are we comparing apples to oranges or apples to apples if people look at Al-Qaeda and then look at Islamic State as to...
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the things to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my
Welcome back to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Mixing in a couple of interesting things that have happened include this. I'll tell you what. You know, we've kind of also pushed this aside with so much rapid info that we're getting slammed with coming out of Ferguson and, frankly, coming out of the Middle East. But you remember, as we've had many heated conversations about the fate of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the Pentagon apparently broke the law when it swapped Bergdahl for the five Taliban leaders that were at Gitmo. The Government Accountability Office said the Defense Department did notify the relevant congressional committees at least 30 days in advance of the exchange. Well, we knew that. I mean, we knew that they were supposed to do that. That was immediately something that was discussed. But this now just becomes official. It's a violation of the law because they used $988,000 and a wartime account to make the transfer. And the Government Accountability Office says that the Pentagon also used the funds, their use of the funds that hadn't been appropriated, that violates the Anti-Deficiency Act. But, you know, but here's the thing. Okay, so they make these announcements, which we, again, already knew about the violation, no 30 days and all of that. And then you've got Minority Leader Mitch McConnell saying, yeah, it's the meaning of the law is clear and unambiguous. So you have nine senators who say, absolutely, you can't do this. And what does it mean, though? It means nothing. It means that, okay, so, oops, bad, my bad. You know, that whole thing about it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. That's what happened with the administration. So there's nothing that's going to occur because of that as a result of that. Just that, you know, you were supposed to do that. Okay. So they've defended the swap and the decision to keep Congress in the dark, saying that it was his health and his safety and they had to hurry up and do that. And then you have, you know, Senator Susan Collins, who's part of the Intelligence Committee, saying it was disingenuous for the administration to suggest that notifying Congress might have compromised the transfer because dozens of the people in the administration knew well in advance, so they all knew. But I go back to the same thing. All right, this comes out, and you say, well, we knew that. Yeah, it was supposed to notify Congress. It didn't notify Congress, but nothing happens. The full House, by the way, is expected to consider the measure, though, in the fall, a few weeks before the midterm election. So this will be interesting. The part of it where we're talking about Gitmo and the repercussions of the negotiating with terrorists thing, that part and having the conversation before the midterms, why I bring it up, that's the piece, the tiny piece that is interesting to me. And by the way, just to throw this in, Bergdahl, we know, is doing administrative stuff at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio while that investigation goes on into how he was captured by the Taliban and what happened and all that sort of stuff. Earlier this week, Don Pardo, I think a guy that had incredible pipes, was incredibly talented, died. What's so interesting, I mean, he is iconic. His voice was iconic. His voice just, it stood out. And it spanned seven decades, which is incredible. So many famous places where his voice turned up. Dead at 96 this week. So he lived to the ripe old age of 96. Take a listen to this snippet of Don Pardo.
Jeopardy presents today's three contestants.
At one time, I was enamored, as I mentioned, with Frank Gallup. And the other one was, I thought, Don Ameche, when he did do a commercial. I love the quality of his voice. Don Ameche. His real name is Dominic Felix Ameche. A-M-I-C-I. Don Ameche. But anyway, I thought I would try it. I'd be reading. And I'm going, and now, Stella Dallas, you know, I'm lowering my voice and all that. Finally, after a while, I began to think, what am I doing? You've got to have your own. Whether somebody mentioned it to me or somebody said, you have to have your own distinct quality of voice. So whether I don't think I did it mechanically or what, but on the basis of a la, you know, a trip to Rome when people were exaggerating, when they were imitating me, and they'd go on with that sort of it, elongate a word, Saturday Night Live, you know, things. It just came kind of natural, you know. And if you don't give it to them, they say, what's the matter? You're not doing your own thing. No.
Yeah, that Saturday Night Live voice, he did that for so long. 38 seasons of Saturday Night Live. Nathan Reeder, I know that you recognize the dulcet tones, the fabulous pipes of Don Pardo. Amazing, and he still had those pipes up to 96.
Oh, wow. What a dude. What a dude of the industry.
What a dude. Yeah, that's what I say, too. And, you know, people wouldn't know his face, but the booming voice, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, you just heard there, Saturday Night Live, and it's funny how people try to imitate him. He talked about that. but that's a career in voiceover, and you just have that. To be good at that, you just have to have something that is so unique. He was NBC Nightly News, too, but his longest gig was the Saturday Night Live one. He did Price is Right. There was another show called Three on a Match, you know, back in the day when they had all those game shows, and he was the voice of that. I'm sure people listening across the United States, I mean, everybody, no matter if you're in your 20s or not, you've heard the Saturday Night Live voice, which you just heard there, but Jeopardy and so many of the others, Jackpot, amazing. I mean, he was iconic. That voice was iconic. Imagine being known for your voice. And he's in a rare group.
Didn't I hear you talking about it was him and only one other gentleman that had a lifetime contract with NBC?
Yeah. Just one other person.
Who is that?
Who is it? I'm not going to tell you. Who is the other person? That's a great trivia question, actually. Let's see if anybody out there can get it. 855-266-5283 without looking it up. There was one other person who had a lifetime contract. They knew it. They knew when they heard his voice because he was so perfect on so many of their shows that there was no way that they were going to ever replace him. As long as he could do it, they were going to keep him as the voice of all those things I mentioned. It's funny, I can remember this. I remember him appearing at the closing of Saturday Night Live when he turned 90. He was blowing out the candles of his 90th cake. I remember that. That was really big. And, of course, he's in the Television Hall of Fame. That's not a surprise that he is. He started pre-recording parts of his what he would voice over from his house in Arizona instead of having to perform live in New York. But he was one of a kind, you know, iconic. There's no question about it. And he had ended up, you know, in his personal life, he had five kids and he, you know, he died in Arizona, but he grew up in Massachusetts and, of course, spent the bulk of his life in New York City. And I'll tell you, one of the things people forget is he was on duty for WNBC television in New York and the NBC network on November 22nd, 1963. He was the first actually to announce to NBC viewers that President John F. Kennedy had been shot in Dallas.
I was almost going to play that clip too.
Oh, and you just forget because I think you think so much of the one thing that you forget that he had done all these other things. And this is just kind of a little trivia thing that I think some of you will find interesting. He was the fourth voice heard on the show's premiere episode of Saturday Night Live in 1975. So there was like this cold open, and then he was the announcer, you know, and then he, you know, that was it. He was the cold open guy, and it was, he kept doing it. And they just knew it, and that was it. So he would be there, he would make the announcement, and then he'd be there live, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to have that kind of a gift and have it, you know, people realize it and pull it out. And he was also, he did some other things for NBC. He did the Thanksgiving Day parade for a long, long time until the late 90s. He would always be somebody that would be out there covering that. So he got to do other things. And while a lot of people wouldn't remember his face, like I said, you would remember his voice, he still got some TV time where he, you know, you did see him. And the Macy's Parade was an example of that. So losing an icon this week, Don Pardo, dead at the age of, ripe old age of 96. Stay with us.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important.
Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to learnstocksforfree.com. That's learnstocksforfree.com or call 877-600-4264.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When we take you to the movies. Have you been to the movies lately? Are you dying to find a good movie to go to that it's worth spending a couple dollars on to see in the big screen? Well, there are a couple of interesting ones out this time around. Some are a big fan of this, I'm going to call it genre because it's in a unique category. I saw the first one and I was, to tell you the truth, I was kind of in the middle on it, but I know a lot of people that really liked it. Here we go with Sin City.
Sin City's where you go in with your eyes open. Or you don't come out at all. How did I get here? What have I done?
You're the only man I ever loved.
Death is just like life in Sin City. It always wins.
You never thought we'd stand a chance against the most powerful man in the state. Maybe I'll go crazy. Crazy sounding pretty good right now.
Well, Senator,
you got any idea what you're up against?
You're up against O'Rourke.
I'm ready for your worst.
Boy, you don't even want to dream about my worst.
You just want to kill me now.
Ava. She betrayed me.
Kill him.
made me a very rich woman.
You cannot defeat us.
This time they crossed a fatal line.
Need your help. He's going up against a lot of guns.
I'm gonna kill Rourke.
Count me in.
Power is a fragile thing. I need them to know the price of defiance. Now, who wants to play?
Looks like trouble.
Looks like Christmas. You're starting a gang war in a game for professionals. Never lose control. Never let the monster out.
All right, so you have Eva Green in this movie. She was a Bond girl, if you remember. Maybe you don't. You've got James Brolin in it. You've got Mickey Rourke, and Jessica Alba, and sort of the who's who of young Hollywood starlets and the old guard. Sin City is this, you know, kind of hard-boiled city, and the way it's done visually, it's graphic. It's like a graphic novel. And this one is Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. And this movie is a couple of hours. So if you decide you want to see it on the big screen, get ready to spend some time at the movies. It's 2 hours. 2 hours for Sin City. And it's R-rated. We move from Sin City to the feel-good story of a true story. A movie made of a true story, and I'll tell you about it in a second. It's called When the Game Stands Still.
If there's anything anyone wants to say, that was your shot.
We will never experience anything like this again in our lives.
My grandfather waits for me to get back from practice just so I can tell him how we're doing.
I'll tell you guys, we always say to finish strong, right?
De La Salle Creek and tradition continues.
Our year.
12 years. 151 games in a row. But we were never just about winning. We were built on families.
Good, Nicole. Get my baby out of Richmond.
And our town coming together.
The longest winning streak in sports history is now over.
But losing the streak tested us all.
Let some punk pull you down at the 2-yard line.
Dad, please.
Don't let a game define who you are. Let the way you live your lives do that.
It's just a high school football game.
Ever since day one, we've been doing what's best for us. You and me getting out of here together.
You heard about me?
People always ask me what it's like to never lose. Today I am lost.
All the things I've taught, I don't know if I'm still doing much good here.
I just want you happy and healthy.
Danny! Call 911!
I got caught up in everything and let it nearly kill me.
Coach, I'm alone.
Family isn't just blood relatives. You've got me and 60 brothers.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Coach told us, face your fears.
Meet Buster Matthews. 330 pounds of pure aggression. And you're going to face him the whole game. We got lost, caught up in the hype, the glory, and the relentless pressure. That's not who we are. We need to stand back up and find our way again.
You've got to decide what you want to be.
The only way I'm going out of this game is on a stretcher.
You know why they call me Buster?
Because you're stupid enough to let them.
Brothers for right.
No matter where we go or what we achieve, nothing's ever gonna come close to what we have right here, right now.
When the game stands tall.
So you could pretty much hear it there. 151 games. It was De La Salle High School that it was De La Salle High School that was able to do that. The Spartans, absolutely amazing. And then what happens when it collapses? And it's about the coach and his family and the kids and all that sort of stuff. It's a 1 hour 55 minutes. PG. Michael Chiklis stars in this. Laura Dern. Jim Caviezel is also one of the big stars in it. He's actually the coach. This would be kind of a cool movie. I mean, I like sports, but I like the... And maybe it's cheesy. My brother hates those kind of biopics, but I like them. I like it. Hey, they went on the streak. It's like a small town. What's that like for them? Blah, blah, blah. I think it's cool. I probably would see it. If I went to a matinee, that's probably what I'd do. I'd probably catch a matinee in the next week or two. And maybe I will, and then I'll give you my honest-to-goodness review of what it was like on the big screen. People are talking about turtles, especially if they have kids or grandkids. Here's the latest installment of Mutant Turtles.
Surveillance is showing heavy Foot Clan activity.
We're taking hostages.
Let's rock and roll.
Go! Woo! This is our city! That's what I'm talking about!
Like shadows in the night, yeah. Completely unseen.
Who is that? It's a camera flash.
Give me the camera.
Oh, look, he's doing his Batman voice.
Back off, Rat!
Do not say a word about this to anyone. If you do, we will find you.
Yeah, we'll find you.
I'm sorry, that came across super creepy, okay? We will find you, though.
My sons, I have trained you your whole lives to protect the city above. But I fear you are not ready for its greatest threat.
We're taking your armor to the next level.
Shredder.
Sensei!
Sensei, you must stop Shredder. Together. You are stronger than he can ever be.
Let's go save my brothers.
Come on!
Poor turtles. One's fighting a robot samurai.
Why not?
So they're aliens.
No, that's stupid. They're turtles.
Is there anything else we should know about them?
They're ninjas.
All right, PG-13, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you go see it, give me a review. Send it to me, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.